What are you referring to when you say you lost a finger?
A very large bottle of vodka severing my index of my middle finger in Australia.
And what were you referring to when you said a can of mineral spirits was thrown at your nose?
One of the arguments on the island where Miss Heard had been howling at me with some argument, and she picked up a can of mineral spirits about yay big and heaved it at me, and it struck me on the bridge of the nose and the right there, you know, forehead.
And what did you say in response when Miss Heard said, "Tell the world, Johnny, tell them Johnny Depp, I, Johnny Depp, a man, I'm a victim too of domestic violence"?
I said, "Yes, I am."
Kind of a song I was working on. I'm also a studio musician, songwriter, and I just haven't had time to put together the intro that I'm actually looking for. Some of the things we're going to go over is especially our website, and that's worldwardad.com. You can go there and find out news about divorce, custody battles, false accusations, statistics, links to these movements. And we want to discuss things like the legal systems and what's going on with the courts and concepts of juries. The media in the United States is so different than you'll find in other countries. And if you go to worldwardad.com and go to Dad News, you'll find links from all over the world of news stories that you're not going to get told here in the U.S. And that's one of the main things that I'm seeing is, they're not telling you the truth. You're not getting the news on the headlines. You're getting news about, I think what I saw today was a group of protesters were arrested, supposedly going to riot during a gay rights movement in Idaho. And I want to introduce our co-host today. His name is Mark G. And I'll let him elaborate because he is from Idaho where that story took place. And he's also the founder of the Fatherhood Movement, among many other things. Mark?
I'm here.
Well, Mark, so excited you could join us. I know we spoke a little bit yesterday, and I'm just really super fond of what you've done with the simple Facebook page that you created. And from that, I have gotten so many emails and messages of dads, and not just dads, moms and fiancés wanting to share their stories of the corruption in the legal system, what they're going through. They're losing their children. They're being falsely accused. They're finding themselves out on the streets and separated from their children, some of them for like years and years and years at a time. Can you elaborate a little bit on who you are and the page you've got started?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. And, you know, going back, yes, I am from Idaho, and I saw that news article as well. And, you know, it's just, there's so many things in our society right now that is just twisting everything that, you know, was meant, again, from basically, you know, what God intended and our foundation in this country and stuff and the things that made America great. And, you know, everything's going to, you know, now get twisted and manipulated. And you know, in some regards, I think it makes certain groups and, you know, those people that have a passion for something, they get frustrated. They give up because no matter what they do, it turns back on. But people like myself and like you and so many others out there, we're not going to stand for that. We're just not going to. We are going to press forward no matter what. We're going to press forward. We're going to do what we know is right. We know is just and what is moral. And we're going to fight for, you know, the fathers in our children's lives and for our children. Because, you know, every father has the opportunity and the importance of passing on the identity to their children. And what I mean by that is their true identity, who they are, boy or girl, who they are as far as how God created them. We tell, you know, boys they're strong enough, they're courageous, they got what it takes. We tell little girls that they're beautiful and they're loved. And with fathers being pulled out of the nuclear family and the nuclear family, you know, splintering, and the whole purpose of so many people in society right now is to terrorize and just destroy that. That's what's happening. And statistics say that then kids downstream will have all sorts of issues, and we see it happening all around. So the fatherhood movement is precisely about that. We are going to stand up and we are going to fight for fathers' rights. We're going to fight for fatherlessness too. So we're going to mentor and we're going to help where there aren't fathers involved for whatever reason. And we're going to stand in the gap there. And we're going to declare the truth. So, you know, no skin off my nose if someone doesn't like the fact that I might be calling out the truth of you know, what a boy and what a girl is and what God says about these things, because that is what fatherhood is about. Fatherhood is speaking the truth, imparting the truth, and standing up for what is right. So that's really what the movement's about. And I love what you're doing as well. Is there is a war on dads right now, as I mentioned, and we're not giving up the fight. We're gonna stand in the fight, and we're gonna do something about it. And we're gonna utilize all efforts that we have. We've tried to do a lot of stuff politically, and we'll continue to do that legislatively, all that kind of stuff. And we'll stand in a presence, and we'll stand up for our kids. So thanks for having me.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mark. And can you give us a little bit about your background and some of the things that you've done outside the fatherhood movement, where you're living now? I know you're not currently in Idaho. And you know, just to give people a little bit of a background on where you're at and maybe some other movements. That I think there's one that you had mentioned to me, the Pissed Off Parent. Is that one that's a good resource?
Yeah. So there's lots of great resources out there. And this is a great thing, is that as we're continuing to connect together and grow together, you're seeing a, you know, of course mine's called the Fatherhood Movement, but you're seeing a movement. I mean, there are so many out there that resources, and I know you're building your World War Dad site in a way that a lot of people can connect with these. And it's so important. And since I started the fatherhood movement, it was really cool to see more and more organizations connect and people that have joined. And like you said, it's men and women, and just the awareness building, right? Because we're not just one organization. We're many organizations, and we need to just function together. And so really the connecting of all of them. So you mentioned one like the Pissed Off Parent. I mean, it's got great tons of resources, amazing resources and stuff. This guy is really, really intelligent in how he built it. And it's got all sorts of things from court watching to all these resources. If, you know, you're a dad and you need, you know, try to go and find some pro se help, maybe some fathers rights groups that aren't connected with some of the corruption and stuff like that. People that can really help navigate you through this. So I think what we're seeing is more and more resources being put together and people connecting, and we're a force that can be reckoned with. We had 200 people at the Capitol about a couple years ago, I think it was a year and a half ago. They went down there and they were all about equal shared parenting, and that needs to be the foundation. And it was fathers, there were women, there were children that were saying this is best for us. And at the end of the day, you know, nothing came of that because it didn't get voted out of the committee. But we won't stop. We'll keep going.
And that's one of the things that I'm trying to do is my main focus is, you know, it's not a movement. It's not a great, you know, grand thing that I'm trying to change the world. I just want to get dads an opportunity to have a voice, to come online, to tell their stories. Actually, we're making a movie. And it's a documentary about false accusations, similar to like what Johnny Depp has been going through. And just before the show started, I heard that she's now planning on appealing the jury's decision, Amber is, and one of the things that caught me curious is that Johnny wasn't even going to take the $15 million. He just wanted to clear his name, you know? And a lot of dads are just, the system is so scrambled and messed up that all that really does take is an accusation of assault, abuse, or sexual assault, or battery. And it doesn't, you know, it's not one of these things where they go and do a huge investigation. They come take the dad to jail, do restraining orders, and it might be years before the dad ever sees his kid again. Have you heard of stories like that?
Oh, there's many out there. And there's even worse. I mean, there's situations where, you know, maybe they finally did get custody or equal shared, you know, basically capability to see their kids, and they're finally getting to see their kids, right? And there's been situations, one fairly recently that happened where when they did show up, the father showed up to actually now get to spend time with his kids he hadn't seen forever, and he ended up getting shot by the father-in-law in that actual supposed to be handoff, and because that was not what the other side of the family wanted, and he finally fought through and he did everything that he was necessary in order to actually be able to have that access to his kids. And this is what you have, is you have so many situations where people are dead set on control and manipulation, and they don't really care about the kids. How in the world is that an act of love or care for the kids? What happened to that man? It's not.
It's absolutely not. It's not
evil.
Love.
It's
evil. America is no longer about tradition and family and building a network in local communities. It's turned into a smorgasbord, so to speak, of laws and money. And I think I did personally, I counted myself, and I spent about 5 years going through the books and doing research, and I got over 350 million laws, and I still had the tax laws to go. And that's how many laws we have, right? So what happens when you have a biased court system and you have a biased media and you have years and years and years of feminist and Marxist propaganda televised of, you know, dads always being the bad guys, always being the beaters. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's not bad guys out there and there's not, you know, great women out there, because there's a lot of good women that are true victims. But what's happened is they've taken stories over the years and biasness and word of mouth. So now when a dad is, you know, trying to fight for his family and, you know, the wife can just leave or, you know, things don't work out, and suddenly the wife or the spouse or the kids find themselves unleveraged, and maybe dad's going to win custody, right? So what do? They go in and they start researching. Google, you can find it. Hit them where it hurts. It's a book, step by step, how to divorce your husband and get everything. And a lot of it's lies. And if you can figure out how to lie the right way, guess what happens? Dad goes to jail. He has to post bond. He gets tied up for years and years in court. He might be tied up in several different courts in different states on lies or false accusations alone. And that's not even going into the basic custody battle part of it. That's going into the maliciousness of it all. And, you know, what do you think about the war that starts once you initiate the legal system?
Oh, it's until you've actually been involved in it, you can't even imagine, right? You think, oh, okay, well, I'm innocent until proven guilty. Not so in family court. You can go in criminal court, and you can go in all other places. Like, for example, I don't know that Johnny Depp was, you know, and that wasn't necessarily family court, but it's that same bias. Like, you're not innocent, though. Like, you have to go through. Now, fortunately, amazing attorneys he had, and the guy was just, he was honest. He wasn't perfect. But what they could see is they could see the lies of the other side. Well, you know, fortunately, like I said, that was a good example that I hope is going to make, you know, a lot of things down the road. Like, basically, it's going to set a good precedent that women don't do this kind of thing, these false accusations. But unfortunately, in family court, those lies in many ways just, okay, they let them embellish, and, you know, it comes down to the dollars, and it comes down to, you know, there's things like Title IV defunding and all that stuff, and it's just a money-making thing. And so the attorneys, the more that they can cause aggravation, not all attorneys, there are some really great attorneys out there. Like you said, there are some really, there are great situations everywhere. But unfortunately, there is such a momentum and such, you know, so many dollars and power and stuff behind all this stuff that they'll go along with, you know, the continual narrative that society has made, that dad's the fumbling, you know, Homer Simpson or Al Bundy or whatever. And I mean, you think about it, just like we used to have these wholesome programs, the media just continued to make us look like we're just idiots. And again, we're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But so is the woman. So is the mother. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, these judges and these, the man, they are not beyond reproach. They got plenty of skeletons in the closet and things that they need to deal with.
Oh, but yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Well, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just saw a news story about a judge, I believe it was in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. where he just got charged with, like, tons of years of child molestation. And I went in and looked, and he's convicted maybe 10,000 or more people in his lifetime on accusations. So what do we do when we talk about a legal system where a dad is falsely accused of something, or he's fighting for his kids, and the mom, by just simply claiming abuse, if she just claims abuse, she gets a free attorney. She gets victims compensation. She gets welfare. She a lot of times gets the home. A lot of times she gets child support. But a lot of times when you're falsely accused, the dad loses his job. And guess what? He's still got to pay child support. But on these accusations, to find a decent attorney, sometimes it's, well, first you got to post bond, right? Second, you've got to hire an attorney. Sometimes that's tens of thousands of dollars for a retainer, depending on how many charges. And these DAs love racking up as many accusations to bring into court as they can. So one charge of some kind of abuse might turn into 90 different charges on one discovery or something, just from accusations alone.
Absolutely. So, and here's what they take advantage of, is a father's basic integrity and his desire to want to fight for his kids. They love a father that will fight for their kids. They love, you know, fathers like you and I that will fight for our kids and have decent jobs as well, because that's a father they can just gut through the system, because they know they'll just keep going. You know, the actual absentee father or whatever that they try to label everyone else, I mean, they don't want it to bother him. They're not going to really go after that one. What they'll do is they'll leverage that desire to, you know, with everything you've got to fight for your child. That's what the whole, you know, the court system is now built on in so many ways. And the attorneys and everyone is like, they know those fathers that are the good fathers. All of us out here, you know, with these movements and with these initiatives and stuff. And their goal is just to make sure it never becomes equal shared custody. And they'll claim all sorts of stuff like, you know, the reasoning why and statistics, and it's better. And that, all that stuff is just junk, because it's actually the opposite. But, you know, it's, you know, to your point, like how many women that have joined, you know, my Facebook group or friends, and they're like, man, we like had no idea. And they're horrified that, you know, fathers have to go through this. Good, you know, intentional, loving fathers have to go through this. And they're like, why? That doesn't seem fair. You know, if it's,
well,
on the other side, it would just
a lot
be
of them are victims. A lot of them are real victims, and they're looking at this and going, this is BS. What is going on? They're mm-hmm. using my story to take dad to the bank and put him in prison so they can go off and start a new life.
Yep.
And that's what's happening. And that's why I'm trying to get the stories out. My website is worldwardad.com. And I've got links to books. I've got all kinds of interesting news stories. If you go to Dad News, we're working on getting statistics. One divorce per 12 seconds in the United States of America
Wow.
is one of the big ones. I think a dad is falsely accused every 60 seconds in the United States of America during a custody battle. And we've just got, the average cost of a divorce with a custody battle that involves accusations is somewhere in the $300,000 range last time I checked.
Yeah.
So, getting those things out is really important. Getting guys to come, and you can't always tell your story. You could blot your face out, not give your name. Send me dad@worldwardad.com. dad@worldwardad.com. Send me a video of your story. Send me a PDF. I'll get it out there. If you're writing a book, I'll put it on there. I don't charge anything. I don't want any money for this site. This is for you guys. I want you guys to take this over and, make things happen. Because, in the United States of America, we are about change. But if you get on the site and you start looking at the news around the world, this is not just happening here, but they're writing stories about it in other places, and they won't do that here. The corporate propaganda ministry news networks will only tell you what their narrative is going to be leading up to the next elections and stuff. So anything else you want to tell us today, Mark, before you got, I know you got another meeting coming up.
I want to encourage you and thankful that you've got this site out here. I love the stories. The stories are real. Like that's what, again, as I think the awareness gets out there that, look, this is what I had to go through. And you see the authenticity and the realness and the raw, stories of these guys that are like, I don't know how I got here. I can't believe that I'm going through this. All I want to do is spend time with my kids. And I just feel like, I'm a hostage to the whole, basically organization, the corruptness that's going on. Like I'm a hostage to it. And I just want to get out, I'm not going to get out.
It makes me so mad when I hear George Soros is financing 75% of these prosecutors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the church is financing them, or the ministers, or the churches coming out in the communities, helping the families before they get to this point, and preaching against false accusations. Now, I know there's really good churches, and I know you're a member of one. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great church that's done a lot for not only single parents, but specifically single fathers, and more ministries like that, and really, again, just kind of zeroing in on, like, when I came here to Texas, I was really thankful that it did have some single father ministries around single parents and single fathers specifically, because unfortunately there is, nothing wrong with the fact that there's stuff for single mothers. That's great. They need it too. They definitely need it. But where's all the resources for single fathers? Again, We're you talk about equal rights and all this stuff. You want equal rights, but there's no equal because we don't have the resources. We have to fight through and figure it out on our own. And so if we truly are talking about, all these things equal, well, we need more of that. So, I am encouraged and thankful that there are, other churches as well, not just mine, but just that do a lot of stuff and try to get zeroed in on single fathers. I got to give a shout out to, it's not my state, it's Florida, but DeSantis. I mean, he just basically put all this money in for fatherhood, right? So that's what we need to start seeing. That's what we need to see is coming back to the way society was built upon, the nuclear family and our Christian beliefs, and fathers were a key part in that. Again, we're not going to be perfect. We may have made some mistakes in the past, but you can't get back to the way it's supposed to be until you start putting things and resources, right, start focusing back on the way.
And you actually are a counselor for young men. Is that right?
Yeah, I actually lead a group that's specifically for, you got the teenage moms that find themselves pregnant, and of course, we need to make sure that we keep that child, right? So there's a great organization that started years ago called Embrace Grace that helps specifically for those women to keep their baby. But for so long, it was like, okay, well, where's the father side of that? But I'm encouraged that we just started one and very focused on those teenage fathers too, because guess what? They're equally important in that little child's life, if not more so. And I know there'll be some people say, oh no, the mother, you know what? Mother serves a purpose. Father serves a purpose. Together, they need to be there for the child. And what I do know about fathers is they impart the identity into their children. So that is going to be very, very important for that child as they grow up. So definitely have to have the focus back on fathers.
That's awesome, Mark. Well, that, you know, leads us to the last 4 minutes of the show today. This is our first beta run, and I'm so excited you've called in. We've got quite a bit of listeners, and I didn't have time to give out the call-in number today, but you can always find it on the website during the podcast if you want to call in. There are I know there's women that want to call in that are victims of both things. I know there's dads that have given me their story for 2 weeks now, and I think I've had over 1,000 emails. And there's so many stories that I just don't know what to do with them. So please send me your story so I can get them online and email me, or, you know, go to the Fatherhood Movement and let us know what you think about the podcast, about the websites. This is about you guys. It's not about us. And that we're here for you. We want to make a change, but we have to do it together. You have to get out. You have to go to the courthouses. You have to make up your own stickers, your own pamphlets. You got to get out there and vote. You've got to get out there and write stories to the media. You got to talk to the judges. You got to talk to the DAs. You got to get to the AG's office and protest and let them know what's really going on. Mark, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I know you got a meeting, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.